This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Can you believe it? The Melbourne Queer Film Festival kicks off next week. I can't believe it's come around so quickly. Cerise Howard is the festival director and joins me in the studio. Cerise, we're very excited to have you on Drive.
Oh, I'm very excited to be here.
This is your first year as director. How's it been?
The last little while, especially a handful, but a largely enjoyable handful. There are a lot of moving parts to a film festival.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and it's very imminent. It's just all of a week away today.
I know. Congratulations on getting it to this point. Mm. What makes the festival so popular every year?
Well, it's a tradition. There's that to begin with. This is a very established festival. It's turning 33 this year. It's also a vital part of the a couple of different cultural landscapes here that overlap our film cultural landscape and our queer community cultural landscape. And both are vital parts of this wonderful city we call Melbourne or Narm.
What's it like, though, being able to choose movies from all around? I mean, you've got local ones as well, but also internationally as well. What's the process like about selecting which movies to include in the festival? Because there must be so many to choose from.
Oh, there are a lot. It's watching a lot. It's keeping one's ear to the ground about what's hot on the festival circuit or emerging through other channels that we might have, and contacts with filmmakers and the like. It's also having a lot of helpers because there are more films than a single human can watch. With all the will in the world. So I've had 11 helpers, selection panelists, as well as the core Queer Film Festival team who all chime in with their opinions and thoughts and feelings. And between us all, we've put together a program that's going to run 11 days and include, I think it's 105 sessions.
Wow.
With a little bit of some encore screenings. But it's just a lot, really.
Is there a particular theme or narrative to this year's program?
There is. There is an overarching thematic that we've called Rewind, Too Fast Forward, suggesting that in order to know not just who we are but who we're becoming, we also need to know who we've been. Mm. And to that end, there are quite a number of films that speak to our ubiquity across time and space. So films with a historical dimension to them, including a number of queer classics, known and lesser known. And that's really important to speak to that at this point in time. We feel when there's been a little bit of misinformation being spread in our culture, sort of suggesting that especially gender diversity is something new and weird and threatening, which is, of course, patently nonsensical. So countering a bit of that sort of silliness.
Fantastic. We are chatting with Cerise Howard, Festival Director for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, about this year's festival, which starts next Thursday. It's come around so quickly. Are there any, you've got any sort of tips on hot films that we should get in pretty quickly for because they'll sell out?
Well, I would certainly urge people to get in on the opening, closing night films because, these are not just great films, I Love You, Bexman and Solo respectively, but great occasions. We're at the Astor Theatre on both occasions. There's a party and the tickets are no more than for ordinary sessions. So really, I don't know how much more prompting people need to get on board there. And look, there are countless films scattered throughout the program that I would recommend people see. But speaking of locals, Goran Stilevski, whose second feature film, Of an Age, was a great queer hit, is here with his third film, Housekeeping for Beginners, shot in North Macedonia. But Goran is a local and will be here to present it and to present a masterclass the following day, such that others might learn from someone who's rapidly proving themselves a master filmmaker.
Fantastic. Now, if someone can't make it to the cinema for whatever reason, mm-hmm. are there any online options that they can view?
There certainly are. We have a number, I think it's 13 packages of short films, so many great short films that can all be accessed on the MQFF Plus portal. These are all the short films that are screening in cinemas as well. There are 11 packages in cinemas and a bunch of shorts that also appear before features, but you can view them as compilations online as well. So anyone can at least get some sort of MQFF experience wherever they are within Australia.
Fantastic. Now, where do we go? Where do we get our tickets? What do we do?
What do you do?
We're all dying to do it. We're in our car. We're going to get home.
Yes.
We're all going to log on.
Yes, everyone, get thee to mqff.com.au or download the MQFF app.
Fantastic, Cerise. Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive today.
My very great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Cerise Howard, Festival Director of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. For more details about this year's festival, runs for 11 days, kicks off next Thursday, head to mqff.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.